Now let's report on another country producing refugees, Afghanistan. The United States would like it if Afghans felt their country was secure enough to stay in. Instead, it's a place where it's still very dangerous to say what you think. NPR's Philip Reeves met an Afghan whose belief in free speech nearly got him killed.
You may not have heard of Ahmed Saidi. In Afghanistan, he's famous. Saidi's a civil society activist, a teacher, and a political analyst. He's often on TV. At least he was. A few days back, someone tried to kill him.
This is where it happened. This is the heart of Kabul in one of its wealthiest and most fashionable areas. And Saidi says he stopped here on the way home from work to pick up his wife when a young man walked up to his car and shot him through the window using a pistol with a silencer.
The young man was wearing a fancy Western suit and a red tie, says Saidi. He was clean-shaven, but for a tiny goatee. Saidi says the man had an accomplice. He remembers hearing the two talking about him while he was slumped in the car, bleeding.
As they were leaving, I heard one ask the other if I was actually dead. He replied, yes, he's dead.
Saidi's telling the story of his near death from his hospital bed. He has a big bandage over one side of his head. That's where two bullets struck him. One's been removed. Shrapnel from the second is still there. Saidi's now deaf in one ear and says his tongue doesn't work properly. He says that won't stop him talking about what's going wrong in his country.
I love Afghanistan. I know the Afghan people have suffered a lot and want to build a future with the help of the United States and the international community. If we don't raise our voice, we'll go back to the Stone Age.
Saidi's been raising his voice a lot recently, calling for reform.
I want freedom, justice, and democracy in Afghanistan.
Saidi reaches across his bed for his mobile phone and plays a clip from a recent news show on an Afghan TV channel. That's him, lambasting Afghanistan's government for being corrupt. The attempt to assassinate Saidi has shaken Afghanistan's leaders at the highest level. That's clear from the politicians who visited him in hospital. Still using his phone, Saidi flips through photos of some of them at his bedside. There's Afghanistan's president, Ashraf Ghani. There's the former president, Hamid Karzai. And the Speaker of Parliament's lower house. And more. Afghanistan's security agencies are now under orders to find out who sent that young would-be killer with the red tie and goatee. Saidi doesn't believe it was the Taliban per se. He blames what he calls a fifth column of Taliban sympathizers who've infiltrated institutions of the state. He thinks these people are trying to destabilize Afghanistan's government by silencing the voice of civil society.
He is not the only person. So many of the analysts, political analysts, and members of the parliament, they talk about the existence of fifth column in the government.
Mohammed Ismail Kasimia belongs to Afghanistan's High Peace Council. That's a body set up to help solve the Afghan conflict. It includes several former ministers from the era of Taliban rule. Kasimia, a former judge, says so far Saidi's fifth column accusations are
only allegations without proof.
However, Kasimia says the Afghan authorities must take Saidi's allegations seriously.
They have to be investigated. Truth should come out. So there must be something. So it requires investigation and clarity.
Saidi's now been moved to India for medical treatment. Before he left, while in that hospital bed, he was sure he'd return home to Afghanistan to continue his work. If 1,000 countries offered me asylum, I wouldn't take it, says Saidi. There are tears in his eyes. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kabul.